Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen to it, and today is no different. And, so what is today? Today is actually National Welsh Rarebit Day. I know you guys love this. It's National Welsh Rarebit Day. And it says, have a snack on National Welsh Rarebit Day. What is it? It's actually a Welsh term for rabbit, similar to mock turtle soup, having no turtle in it. Welsh Rarebit does not contain rabbit. This dish is made with toast that has hot cheese poured over it. That sounds really good. Some toast. Actually, I should be back on my diet, so I'll just say this right now. And I wish I was fading out that theme song slower. The problem is there's a screen on my soundboard that allows me to control the volume of the particular thing that I'm playing, but that screen does not have an auto fade option. But when I start the song, I want it to be loud, and then I want to fade it down just a little bit. And then I'd love to have a button that I could tap and it fade the rest of the way. But it won't do that. The other screen, if I hit stop or if I tap it again, it will allow me to choose an option to fade out slowly without me having to do it with my finger. However, that screen does not have the option for me to control the volume. Anyway, technical problems. So anyway, I wasn't able to do that. But tonight for dinner, I should be on my diet. I've probably gained another 10 pounds. So I had lost close to 30 pounds. And I've probably gained back, I don't know, 15 to 20 pounds. So I'm probably only 10 pounds lighter than I was a year ago now. Anyway, I need to be back on my diet is the bottom line. However, tonight for dinner, I'm going to make something that my grandma always used to make and my mom makes, and they used to make it when we had different things at church and people would have to bring a covered dish, you know, a potluck. And I think it's because in the group me from the Pride 48 New Orleans event, they were discussing like casseroles and different Southern cakes and all of this stuff, right? And it made me think of this, and it's something that my mom made one time when Mark and I went over there for dinner, to their house for dinner, and he really liked it. And I always feel like when I'm cooking, he doesn't, because he's not American, he's Filipino, so I feel like even though I think I'm a good cook, and maybe I'm not a good cook, and people have just told me that a lot, and so I think it's true. But I have been told a lot by friends and family that I'm a good cook, and there are certain dishes that my family always wants me to bring to, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff like that. And so I have thought that I'm a fairly good cook, you know. But I always feel like he doesn't love things that I make, and it may just be that he's not super complimentary. If he eats it, he likes it, you know, I don't know. But that's not true either, because he also will finish every single thing that he is put on his plate, regardless of whether he likes it or not. It's like his mother drilled into him that you do not waste anything that was put on your plate ever. And so I never know if he really likes something or not. However, he specifically said, oh, I really like that thing your mom made. And it's called poppy seed chicken. And I don't think it's specific to the South. I don't think it's regional. Maybe it is, but I don't think so. And like any good casserole, it has condensed cream of chicken soup. So you get the Campbell's or whatever brand you want, but you need the cream of chicken. And you take a chicken and you boil it, or you could buy a rotisserie chicken if you wanted to cheat. And you either cube it or shred it up. I prefer it shredded. And then you mix it with cream of chicken soup. and sour cream. And then you put that in a, and there must be, I think there's butter as well. But anyway, you put that in a casserole dish. You can put it over white rice if you want. So you can take some cooked white rice and put this over it, because you're basically just heating it in the oven. You're not really cooking anything, because the chicken should already be cooked before you assemble. And but you put on top, you crumble up Ritz crackers. And I've also seen people do, you know, those fried onions that they put on top of the green bean casserole at Thanksgiving. I've seen people do that as well, where they'll crumble those up and put them with the Ritz cracker bits and put that all on top of it. And you, oh, I forgot one thing. You put a tablespoon of poppy seed in the mixture of chicken and cream of chicken soup. I don't actually know if it adds any flavor, to be honest. But because I've tasted poppy seed before, and I don't find them to have a whole lot of flavor. But you also see them in muffins, so I'm not really sure. But anyway, it's a thing you do, and it's really good. It's creamy and chickeny, and it's just comforting, and it's got that crunchy top on it. If you like a good casserole, this is a good casserole. You can find the recipe online. You can just Google poppy seed chicken. And maybe it's something everyone is aware of, and I just don't know, but it's good. It's not particularly low calorie, though, or low fat, and it's probably not on, it's probably a lot of points on Weight Watchers, but I decided I was going to cook it tonight because what the heck. Eventually, I'll start back on my trying to lower my calories or my points, depending on if I go back on Weight Watchers. So I can continue my process of trying to get back down to 140, between 145 and 150. I haven't even stepped on the scale, so I don't even know how much I weigh at the moment. But I feel like I would not be happy. So yesterday we were talking about, I kind of stopped where we went to furniture shop. So we decided for our birthdays that we were going to, I mentioned, because we don't know what to get each other for our birthdays, and a lot of times we'll go on a trip and we'll just say, oh, the hotel and flight and all that, we're going to split that, and that will be both of our birthdays. And we went to New Orleans, and we've got Montreal coming up, but neither one of those were really birthday trips, and we don't have another big trip coming up, probably until next year. We may do something around Thanksgiving, but it'll just be a little short thing, so. And I had mentioned to Mark, I'm like, you know what? We really need end tables for either side of the couch. And we also need a new rug because I feel like the rug is kind of nasty. And I just want to I want to replace it. And he said, oh, well, sure. Why don't we do that for our birthdays? So because there are usually sales on Labor Day, we went yesterday and looked around at the various furniture stores. And we found a rug. We found two different rugs that we weren't sure of. And so we bought both of them. But we kept the receipt. They have a 60-day return policy. And we live like a 5-minute drive from this furniture place. So we did that. And we brought them home. And one of them would have worked, except, I don't know, for some reason, the way it was woven, if you walk across it or you run your fingers across it, it makes a mark in the fabric. Not the fabric, but... And it looks like there's a stain in it, and you have to wipe it the other way so that it doesn't look. And so Mark's like, oh no, that's going to be way too much maintenance. I'm going to feel like there's a stain all the time, and I'm going to constantly be having to like swipe across it to smooth it out so I don't see this spot that looks like a stain. And then the other one was way too big. I had overestimated the size that we needed, but I don't think they had a smaller size, and we liked it. So we kept it. We just have a larger rug. But anyway, the rug is nice, and we've got that all laid out, and we've got the furniture put out. We went to get end tables, and we had three criteria. The colors somewhat needed to fit in with the colors that we've got in the living room. And it needed to be have some sort of storage, because we always end up with a lot of junk laying around. Batteries for phones, and cables and books and mail and like all this stuff that's constantly laying around. I'm like, we need something with storage in it. And then the other thing, you know, the past year or two, they've been doing these USB and also power outlets in the end table. So you plug the end table in, you've only got one wire, and then your laptop and your phone and your whatever else you may need to plug in actually plugs in the lamp, for instance, that you put on the end table. Anyway, so we went through this huge furniture store called Sam's. And they, you know, they had a, they were cooking hot dogs outside. They were having the big Labor Day festivities. And we went back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, they don't make it easy for you to do an organized pattern in these places. And so we found three different options that we thought were good. But the one that was the best, not only did it have the little plugs for you to plug stuff in, but it had this thing that lifted up in the back on the top. But it was like a lid that lifted up just a little, I don't know, 3-inch little piece of the top of the end table that lifted up. You could shove everything down in there, and it just had a hole that the cords could come up through, and all the plug-in stuff was inside of that, and we loved it. But we weren't sure about the color, but I was like, you know what, let's just go with function, and then we'll see if it fits. And so we got home, and I was looking at everything, and I was like, oh my god, that color of that end table is not going to go with anything in the living room. So they're delivering it on Thursday, so it may be that it has to go in the bedroom. So we'll see. Anyway, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.